fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe,
American hero.
G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe,
G.I. Joe is there.
You're listening to the League of Ordinary Gentlemen Special Edition Podcast. I'm Matt Derson.
Flame Inferno.
This was a special interview we recorded with our pal, Rob Liefeld. A couple months ago, before the quarantine and before all this craziness, but we figure we'll give you a little something and post this interview right now. It is an interview regarding his upcoming series,
Snake Eyes Dead Game.
Rob, turns out, was a big G.I. Joe fan, much like us. We talked about that a little
bit. Yeah, we get into it. Like, you know, we're a similar age. He's a little older than us, yeah, but like, we... He was saying, like, he'll say in the interview, but like, he explains to his kids that, like, G.I. Joe was the shit to us.
Indeed.
When we were growing up, it was the biggest.
Yeah.
And right now, G.I. Joe fans are worth mentioning to anybody listening to this. If they don't already know, that G.I. Joe is on YouTube now. Hasbro released it to free. We're in the quarantine. You want to enjoy some G.I. Joe? Go back and watch some Mass Device. It'll take you back to 3:30, you know, in the afternoon after you cut home from school and watch G.I. Joe and the Transformers for an hour.
That's right. Those were good times. But yeah, so we got this. We've got plenty of episodes of our regular podcast. We've got some Curbcast. We've got a new thing coming, if you like What We Do in the Shadows. And there will be some G.I. Joe content coming as well. So please keep your eyes peeled to our socials. And to leaguepodcast.com. While you're home, we'll help you pass a little time.
Oh, and we should just... Yeah, and if people, maybe they're just tuning in for Rob, like, if you like the 2002 Spider-Man movie, if this is like if you're new to our podcast, go back one episode is League Podcast 400, where we do our commentary. And so you can do it along with us.
That's right.
Watch the movie, listen to our commentary.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Fun to do.
It was really fun. And it,
400 episodes, man, and however many special episodes. It's been a pleasure to be on this ride with you, man. And more to come.
Thank you. And yes,
what
more to come.
The Shadows cast. You know,
what we do
great.
With
Shadows. We're having fun.
Yeah, we are.
Good time to podcast.
It's a good time to podcast. It's a good time to listen to podcasts. If you're home working and like you gotta have something in the background. I think I would recommend us.
We're everywhere, like you say. Yeah, we're on Anchor and Spotify and are on our feed and Apple Podcasts, obviously. Anywhere you and Stitcher, we're everywhere.
All right. Well, let's get to Rob. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks to Rob for coming on too.
That's right. Thanks, Rob. Let's get to it.
Yo,
Rob, how are you?
It's good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, we talked to you before Major X. Now you're back. Thank you.
Hey, I love comics. It's my passion.
Hey, I know.
And it's our passion. We love G.I. Joe and Snake Eyes, that's for sure. I have a Snake Eyes tattoo on my arm.
Dude, that is killer. Congrats. That's awesome.
I know. I was going to mention that, and Clay beat me to it. But, yeah, this is our – it sounds like we had a similar upbringing, really, as far as G.I. Joe toys and comics and cartoons.
Of course.
Yeah. We were big fans. Have always been. Clay has – I think – do you have almost all the Marvel run, or how many? You're missing a few.
I'm missing a few. I'm plugging them in, but I challenge myself. I only go to conventions to get them. I won't order them off at eBay.
Right on. Yeah, I went shopping a couple weeks ago at a local show, and I loaded up, too. It was good.
It's good. Well, so, yeah, tell us about your new – this is a bucket list item, is what I read for you. The Snake Eyes.
Well, when you get to be, an old guy like me, you look at it. No, I'm serious. A lot of these decisions come from, you know, I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. And I look, man, I can say with great confidence, I love the where my work is at. I'm always pushing myself. I push myself in regards to storytelling more than anything, because people don't, you know, Mike Zeck, who obviously did a lot of great G.I. Joe covers, but
oh, yeah.
I met him, I stayed at his house in 1988 when I was first breaking in,
no way.
Visiting New York, stayed with him in Cincinnati, in Connecticut. And he said, you know, Rob, good storytelling and the design of a page is lost on most people why when they close the book they enjoyed it or they didn't. And he's like, you know, good storytelling, which carries your eye through the page effortlessly, it's composition of the page, and is one of the fundamental reasons why, like, say you elevate one guy over the other. And so I'm just I like where my work's at, and I keep pushing myself in terms of story drawing, storytelling, page design, all that. So I had been hoping to do a G.I. Joe project for quite some time. IDW called me last year when Major X was coming out and asked if we could finally get together and do something. And we, you know, figured out a deal. I pitched them a story. They pitched it to Hasbro. Hasbro signed off on it. And I started this last fall producing this series, and am happy that it's now out there and people know it's coming. And my whole thing is, look, man, we have our job cut out for us. G.I. Joe, is, as you guys well know, was once the top of everything. I tell my kids, I tell my wife, this was the number one cartoon, the number one toy, the number one comic book. And it's,
we know.
Yeah. That's what I said. You guys know this. Guys know this. And it's, it has some ground to gain. I like a good challenge too. But what makes it easy is when you have love and passion for this stuff. And you know, like I said in my Instagram, these were the champions of my my toy shelves. These were the heroes of my sandbox, you know? So I mean, I started way early. I'm Kung Fu Grip, I'm Eagle Eye G.I. Joe. And they you know, then they pulled the plug on G.I. Joe for years, and then I was thrilled when they brought it back in 81 and 82. And I remember the assault of comic cartoon toys and how exciting that was and how much everybody loved Snake Eyes more than everybody.
Well,
so, yeah,
I was just going to ask that, if that, I mean, every kid, Snake Eyes was the favorite, right? I mean,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. you know, the thing is, I mean, it's just, it's very exciting seeing the pages come together. I don't really know if what I'm doing is working until I work with the colorist. The guys from IDW, John Barber is my editor, and he worked with me 15, 16 years ago at Marvel. And
right.
When he saw the pages, he's like, Rob, you always get the best out of your color guys. And it's because I'm a bit of an art director, but I need talent to work with, and I know how to pick really good colorist. And my guy on this, Federico, is super talented. And when I see the pages come together, I just go, oh, this is good. We got the goods. you know, like I said, man, I have had a great career going on 34 years now. I know how to speak to my audience, and I'm confident that we have a story and a comic book that people are going to enjoy, and hopefully we can, you know, restore some of the former glory to the G.I. Joe brand.
You know, yeah, I thought some of the artwork. I'm sorry. I thought some of the artwork reminded me. And please take this as a compliment. It's meant to be as like Frank Miller, like the Ronin storyline. Like, the color is really great, very painterly, and I just really, I love how the reds pop. It's so good, man.
He is my single biggest influence. I've always worn that on my sleeve. 100%. 100%.
you are seeing it because that is a huge influence. Love him.
Yeah,
that work that he did. That work that he did back then. Again, getting down to storytelling. He is Frank Miller is the best storyteller, page designer of the last 40 years in comics. He was always the best. He's never stopped being the best, especially in terms of, again, storytelling and page design. I mean, he transformed Daredevil, then went on and, you know, did Ronin and then transformed Batman. We live in this world where people think Batman was always the number one, you know, character for DC. And I'm like, really? That's funny. Cause in 1983, they were canceling Batman comics left and right. World's Finest canceled, Brave and the Bold canceled. You know, he was no longer the draw that he was. Superman was the star of the show, and they canceled Batman Family. I mean, they reformed Brave and the Bold into Batman and the Outsiders, and then just threw out Batman and called it the Outsiders. And then Frank Miller walks in the door and says, "Here, let me show you how it's done." And Dark Knight, you know, I actually, my favorite thing is I worked at a comic store that year. That's the year I worked 10 months at a comic store.
Oh, wow.
And I was the clerk, and Dark Knight and Watchmen were the two biggest books, and people went crazy when Dark Knight didn't come in, and it had some delays, and people just went apeshit over that stuff. And and yet, you know, people forget it's at that moment that the we are still coasting on the trajectory that Frank Miller put in Dark Knight. But the bottom line is, look, man, if I could get any ounce of that with this, but I mean, of course, Snake Eyes is the baddest ass ninja warrior soldier. And, but yeah, so I take that as the highest compliment. I very, very, very honored for you to say that. And yeah, we're just having, I mean, I just hope that it spills over. I'm very confident it will. I really, again, I'm up for the challenge. Captain America was selling 24,000 copies for a good solid 2 years before I launched Heroes Reborn. And 24,000 copies. All the while, everyone's cheering on, oh, this book is so good, it's critically acclaimed, but they couldn't move the needle. Captain America number one, 300,000+ under me. We averaged about 250,000. It was a huge challenge. Nobody was into Captain America or the Avengers at the time. It was an X-Men, Spider-Man world, and Jim and I, you know, took those books, him with Fantastic Four and Iron Man, and we launched him to the top again. And
look where those characters are now.
Yeah, they're still there.
I was gonna say my former agent at the Hollywood agency that represented me, he's now Chris Hemsworth's part of his management team. So he became Chris's manager. And he said to me at the I went over to say hi to him, and he introduced me to Chris Hemsworth at the Ragnarok premiere. And he said, "Hey, Chris, everything turned around on the Avengers when this guy and Jim Lee stepped on, you know, with these characters." Yeah. He said, "But Rob did Avengers and Captain America in 96. And my agent looked at me and poked his finger in my chest and said, "That's what started all this. That's where the turnaround started. That's where it started. The focus shifted at Marvel." And it's true. From 1996 on, after the decade of everything is Spider-Man and the Avengers and X-Men, Spider-Man, X-Men, we put the spotlight back on those books. And even through all the controversy, you know, and the books not finishing strong because I left after six issues, Marvel went into bankruptcy because, you know, they had bigger problems than Captain America and Avengers not selling. you know, we did. I love challenges. I love a challenge. If Snake Eyes can get into people's hands, you know, I'm gonna be honest right now. It represents the challenge. Several stores in my area don't carry the book. And I had to find that out when I went to buy some comics for research. Jeez. And, but they're going to carry the book now. And if I can expose people to something I love, like I said, that's when you know you're doing it for love. You know, it wasn't like, "Hey, Rob, we got the winning formula for you. Snake Eyes! You can ride that back to fame and fortune, buddy!" You're like, there is no guarantee, like I said, for that right now. G.I. Joe is a brand that needs a new coat of paint, and it's getting it with new toys, with a brand new movie, and I'm doing the comic, and I hope it's a three-pronged punch that gets people up and excited about it.
Well, we're definitely excited. Yeah. Can you give us a little glimpse of the story? Can you give us a little
tease you. Yeah, here's the deal, man. We jump right out of the gate. He is he's jumping out of a helicopter on the first page, and you will obviously through narration understand the mission at hand. And I can tell you, it's a mission. He's there to free a prisoner because that prisoner has knowledge of a threat and the location of a weapon / artifact. And he releases that soldier and realizes that there's a ceremony that's taking place that obviously command was not aware of. That it's like he may have arrived a little too late, and immediately tries to go and intercept this ceremony that's occurring. And the moment he stumbles onto this, you realize how in over his head he is and the scope of what they're up against. And it has a mystical, supernatural, and mythological element to it, which is always fun. When you've got more grounded characters going up against, but he's a cool customer, but he recognizes that this is more than anybody asked for, or maybe command was not telling him everything in the first place. But he's obviously a quick study and quite relentless. And the rest of the series is learning about our new villain and this weapon, and if there is another weapon that can stop it. And maybe that weapon is Snake Eyes himself. And so tune in and read Snake Eyes Dead Game.
Yeah. Oh, so great, man.
Coming in June, right? So
It is. I just didn't want to do another Snake Eyes versus Cobra. I've read a lot of those, and I'm not sure I'll do better than those. So I wanted to take it into a different realm, make it a little more personal, a little more, you know, him up against something much bigger. And when I say Mission Impossible, those movies are based on giant action sequences. All the mission, they don't even hide it. They from movie to movie, they're like, well, we're going to try and outdo ourselves this time. You know, Tom's going to hang off a plane. Tom's going to jump into space. Tom's going to race a train and win. But the thing is, I've always really dined out on big action. That's my key. And right now I see a sea of comics that have forgotten how to produce that or have chosen not to, whichever. It's not the comics I grew up on. Every single Marvel comic was based on about at least 10 pages of action in a 17-page comic.
Yeah.
There was and we have definitely stopped kicking and throwing punches. And, you know, I anyone who follows me is, I know my way around a gun and a sword. So it's going to be great. He's the ultimate action hero, the classic, and it's just great. I mean, I just he is a tremendous visual, and that's what this is, a visual medium. So putting him through his paces is just a blast.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. It's
will there
be any more G.I. Joe work if this takes off?
Hey, man, if people like this, I'll do more.
All right.
You know, it's one story arc. Look, I'm very confident. I really am. I wouldn't do it, like I said. Every hour of my day is kind of accounted for. So when I decide to do something, there's got to be a payoff.
And yeah.
And what I mean by payoff in this is it's got to reach an audience. And right now, like I said, you know, my youngest son doesn't know G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes, anything. I sat down, I said, look, you're going to watch The Toys That Made Us with us, and you're going to get this history lesson. And and so you understand better. I made my wife and my daughter too. My oldest son at college, he's 3 years older than his brother, and he has knowledge of them because he went and saw like the last round of movies and saw the cartoon. But I mean, the brand could use a shot in the arm. And I think that's what, like I said, every division is trying to step up with their best, and I'm proud to represent the comic books, and I would love to do more because drawing him is fantastic. He's so much fun to draw. So,
well, the art looks great.
Thank you. Going to really enjoy the story. Thanks, guys. Really
thanks
appreciate
a lot,
it,
man. Yeah, thanks for joining us, you. And we'll let you get your next one. So I'll talk to you later, man.
And then send me the link, and I'll blast it out. Okay.
Of course, all right, man. Of course. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.